Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Arlington. We're here, okay? Cooper in 20, basically. Williams Chicken, just, I don't know, half mile maybe north of 20. You'll find us. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. And hey, there's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is back in the Pimp Cup Master Control there, 75 and Fitzhugh. Keeping the Gators down best he can. Fix it to go five flawless here. Woolchuck and Schiafalo are in the house, your nosebleed brothers. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Remote engineering today, Ruben Portillo. I think this is his last voyage with us here in the G-Bag Nation.
Unbelievable.
Done a hell of a job, Ruben Portillo has.
He's the final ride.
Yes.
We love you, Ruby. For one of the greatest of all time. A true hospitality expert.
He's the man.
On to greener.
He's done a hell of a job with us, and he'll be missed.
Yep. Yeah, he absolutely will.
Yeah, but
be.
His
He's
takes on Oklahoma City won't be missed.
That's right.
You know, that basketball team he pulls for, he can take that and kick rocks.
Yeah, go kick rocks with the Oklahoma City pride.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We are off and running here, and 5 hours of sports coming up. I guess if the Rangers were to win all nine games, they would still need a significant amount of help. The Red Sox would need to go 5-5 or worse, or the Mariners would need to go 4-6 or worse. Yeah. If the Texas Rangers can run off 9 in a row. Yeah. We know our backs are to the wall, Bochy said. That's the way we now have to look at it. I don't think a lot changes for the player because you're always believing that, hey, there's a chance and we're going to get locked in. But I think last night was the official end for most fans, unfortunately. So we're there with you. And now I think we turn our attention to the offseason. Brian, that's where I'm at. I can't wait to see why he's got cooked up for us.
I wonder if the first things in the off season is going to be about your manager.
Probably.
Yeah. I wonder if the story is going to be going to take a few days off. Maybe Boats does one final thing with KNC and says, and they ask him the question. I don't know. I'm gonna think about things. That kind of thing. And next thing we're into the off season, and then they're making an announcement that maybe that Boats is stepping down.
Well, his contract's up.
Yeah.
So they either got to get him re-signed if he wants to stay, or he's going to leave and go sign somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, what do you do? Skip the next guy up?
He seems like such a more Texas guy than a San Francisco guy, doesn't he? I mean, his off-season is in Tennessee or something like that. Like, that's where his permanent home is.
It's really – but his career as a manager has spent – either the Padres or the, and he was a Padre player.
And there's some rugged old school dudes in California, too,
Yeah.
They're just laying back a little bit more, maybe not out front center California like they are here in the great state of Texas. There's a lot to like about California, So maybe that's where he wants to go. Maybe he's sold out. I think if CY wants to keep him, number one item of business for me, if I'm Bochy, is how are we going to rebuild this thing? Because we're damn sure not going to bring everybody back and just hope they hit better. I don't think that would get anybody buying season tickets. Do you guys?
No. I don't think Adolis Garcia is back. I don't think Jonah Heim's back. I think those are two that they're definitely going to move on from. I'll say this, though. Just last night's game, I was pretty damn disappointed in Jacob DeGrom. Like, that's your ace. That's your big money pitcher. And that's a must-win game. It's basically a playoff game. And he comes out and gives up two runs in the first inning, two more runs in the third inning, two home runs.
Yeah.
I needed more from Jacob DeGrom to help set the tone for this team. And the pitching's been great, and he's been really good. But that was the biggest game. And that's ultimately, like, we didn't get to see him in that 2023 World Series run, right? Like, Evo and Monty stepped up in those situations. I was really hoping you'd get a vintage Jacob DeGrom game last night. And, like, if that were Dak in that type of setting, we'd be crushing him today. Like, I think Jacob DeGrom needs to be getting a little bit more from Ranger fans right now. Like, man, we needed you last night, and you let us down.
You know, the only thing I'll disagree with you on, and I think we said this, I know I said this, I just wanted him to take the ball every start. You know, just give me a whole year. Don't be, and then you're right. Well, Chuck, it turned into, God dang, he's pitching every fifth day. And then it turned into, well, why aren't we winning more games with him? You know, it seemed like to me there were some of those games where, you know, he was a starter and the Rangers weren't finishing him off.
I think it was 3-9 in their last 12 DeGrom starts.
That was crazy. That was crazy to me. I understand what you're saying, man.
He didn't get the help offensively in a lot of his starts.
I just wanted.
But that was one where it's like, dude, I need you to rise to the occasion. I think you're
right.
Badass.
We would be crushing Dak right now if that was a game like that. Absolutely.
I think the age and the fatigue factor probably coming into play in a huge way here. He just had the emotional game at Citi Field in New York where he pitched quite a bit. And probably that was like emptying the tank, so to speak. And it's unfortunate, but I think with that age off that injury and the amount of innings that he's pitched this year, I think it was really only a matter of time. And we've seen it, right? Yeah. For the most part, we've seen
I was selfish. I wanted to see him take the ball every time he could take the ball.
Well, if that was the case, and they didn't have a chance in the postseason anyway.
Right.
Because if he was going to go out and just lay duds, and then we were going to say, well, it's because of the fatigue and the innings.
Evaldi being gone is the one that kicked you in the rear, I think.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But the hope was, like, hey, you're getting Mally back on Sunday. And Mally was fantastic this year. Now, he's been ramping up. I mean, they're talking 70 pitches for him. Obviously, Merrill Kelly had been good until his start in Houston.
Yeah.
So, like, you were thinking, do we have enough here to maybe get you to the CS? And then we can talk about Evo coming back. Yeah. But if DeGrom was going to be putting out that type of performance, he wasn't winning his start in the postseason with that.
I mean, he had, in a lot of ways, a fantastic season, probably a top 10 pitching season. The ERA ends over 3. He gave up 25 home runs in 29 starts. That was surprising to me to hear that on the play-by-play last night on my long drive home. I think it took me an hour and 30 minutes to get back. But we had an awesome time in Argyle, and salute to everybody up there at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirit. It was worth the drive for me. I don't know if I'm going to be making that drive anytime soon. But, yeah, I mean, so many of his things on Baseball Savant look great. But barrel percentage, he is only in the 39th percentile, hard hit percentage 43rd percentile, and ground balls 29th percentile. I don't know how that compares to earlier in his career, but everything else is like top 80th percentile or top 90th percentile. He just, you know, I think the thing that you take from this is, do we need to build in more rest for next year? Because, you know, you gave him one spot out of the rotation. He hits 29 starts, and I don't know how you could argue with the fact that, hey, this guy is fatigued or he's not as sharp as he was earlier in the season where, I mean, his ERA was below 2 or in the low 2s for an extended period of time. So I wonder what adjustments you make there. And, you know, I threw it out in spring training that maybe you look at going you know, once a month, taking a start off, so you're more like 24, 25. I think you have to pay attention to what this year's data gives, because that would be a nightmare if you actually did get to the playoffs and Jacob DeGrom just absolutely got shelled.
Yeah, I was asking too much. You're right. They should have given him some time off, more time off. I just wanted to see him pitch.
Well, it's easier to do that too when you're playing well, you're winning games, and you have a little bit of breathing room in the win-loss column, and they never had that.
Yeah, they didn't give themselves that benefit.
No.
And they did. I mean, like, if he needed it, they gave him the time off. Right. I think they handled him well. It's just a bummer that, unfortunately, like, I don't know. I mean, it's weird in sports who we choose that we'll give a pass to this guy and we'll give grace to this person and we don't others. Like, that's the inconsistency, I think, with sports fans that I'm a little bit that's weird sometimes. Like, we don't want to rip on Jacob DeGrom because of the – like, we're making a bunch of excuses here. Other sports, other players, we're not doing that.
Well, I mean, to compare Dak and Jacob DeGrom, though,
he was just one guy I was throwing out there.
Okay.
But we don't have that same energy.
I like what you're doing, though.
Always necessarily for the Rangers in certain situations, as we do, say, for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Or even if Luka goes out there
that's
put up a dud in the postseason, and then we're ripping fat-ass Luka.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, look, Jacob deGrom is making more money than most of these guys. Yeah. But we're sitting here and we're making every excuse in the book. That guy in the biggest game that he's ever had as a Ranger did not come up and play well. And I agree with everything you're saying as to the reasons why, but it's interesting how we pick and choose, like, where we want to sling the venom to as fans sometimes. And DeGrom, it's like, thank God, we got him for the season, he's healthy, moving into next year. I don't know, man. I was really disappointed in the way he pitched last night.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What do we got, a couple of months, maybe 3 months till winter meetings? If Ray Davis wants to go all in, this might be the best year to do it. The MLB's CBA is going to expire in 14 and a half months. That's December 1, 2026. So, unfortunately, we're going into a season cycle where it's the last year of the deal, and they might be talking about work stoppage because for the first time since 94, I guess, the owners are going to try to go hard after the salary cap. This might be the last uncapped year before we get to it, and I'd want to go all in. You know, if I'm Ray, if I'm looking at the reality, especially because they avoided the luxury tax threshold this year, I believe. Dodgers getting ready for the playoffs. Manager Dave Roberts acknowledged they're considering using Ohtani out of the pen.
Wow.
Yeah, says it remains more likely at this point we're going to use him as a starter, but their bullpen has had some, you know, pretty serious issues. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Dolphins visiting the Bills. Buffalo just in an 11.5-point favorite. Miami looked more competitive, I guess, week two against New England.
Can I ask our Miami resident a question about his team? Can you tell a lot tonight if they go out there and lay an egg and they quit on that guy? If they quit tonight, do you fire the guy immediately?
There's betting odds on that. And I think they're close to 50-50. Like, he won't be the coach for week four. Is it that hot down there?
I think it's pretty dang hot. I don't know if the owner, Stephen Ross, is as impatient as sort of the fan base is.
Sure.
I think a lot of people were surprised that McDaniel and the GM, Greer, were welcome back for this season. But he had given them an extension like before last season. So it's just kind of a weird deal. But, yes, it'll be
– I think they'll tell you a lot about what these players think about him if they go up to Orchard Park up there and just lay an egg and not play hard for him. I think that'll tell you a lot about what they think of that coach.
For sure. Yeah, you got to at least see them giving effort and trying and looking competent to some extent. And they did get a little bit better in week two. But by and large, you're talking about just a really, really bad situation.
Do you guys think Kyler Murray needed to apologize for wearing a Michael Vick jersey while taking a picture with his dog? Isn't that the time where you just post a middle finger to everybody on social? Like, is that top of mind? I'm wearing a Michael Vick jersey, taking a picture with my dog. I don't think anybody's thinking about the dog fighting. Dude might have multiple Michael Vick jerseys. I mean, unless you can prove that I did this with intent to try to glorify dog fighting, like, please get out of my life. You know what I'm saying? That's a weird apology to me, no?
I didn't see the picture, so I don't know what the situation is.
I think it was kind of what most people thought of when they saw that picture.
Yeah,
it's a Michael Vick jersey with his pit bull, and we know the history of Michael Vick.
Sure.
So it was just kind of weird. Now, it was a pretty badass picture, and the jersey looks sick, and he looks badass wearing it. But I wasn't surprised that people saw that, and that was the reaction that they had.
So they were saying that he needed to apologize for having
he did apologize.
Yeah.
He did at the podium.
He's wearing a Michael Vick jersey, and he's posing with a pit bull. And this is like a photo shoot kind of photo, not like I'm just sitting here casually on the couch chilling.
Was
and
this
I'm taking
for
a selfie
is this for like
dog.
An animal calendar or something like that? Is he doing it for to help dogs or something like that?
Michael Vick has become an advocate against dog fighting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are we doing something? Is he doing it for charity or something? I'm asking a lot of questions here.
I don't know.
I don't know if there was any charitable.
I was surprised.
Sometimes these guys will do, you know, calendars and stuff for you know, for the dogs and stuff like that. And so I just maybe that was his picture. You said it was a photo shoot, right?
It comes across like
a family photo
like
type deal,
more of a photo shoot planned type thing as opposed to just a casual deal. Gotcha. Where he happens to be wearing the jersey and he's hanging out with his dog.
You're gonna get your dogs in the family photo next time around?
I don't think so, man. I don't want to.
Are you real close on this?
Lock them in.
Are you real close to like
punting on the dogs?
I'm not saying punt the dogs, but do
not
something,
physically punt
do something
them,
different.
Yeah, I mean, if it was up to me, we'd be out on having
dog
pups.
Free. I was surprised that you would even agree to have them stay.
Yeah,
but once you come home and they're there, that's what happened with me and the turtles.
They're playing dirty.
Had the turtles for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: are you the only one in the house that is feeling this way?
I think my middle child is like open to the idea. I've been talking
can you get her
it,
on
like,
your side? Your though, kinda...
I think she's kind of on my side a little bit because they're still like in kind of like a. They're so young that they're still kind of biting and they're gnawing at you and like it'll hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So at some point, my kids are like this kind of sucks a little bit.
Chance,
I'm like, yeah, this is what you signed up for.
Any chance you take her to Cabela's and buy her a little toy or something like that?
I already did some of those negotiations after like the first week. We're at Cabela's, I'm like, listen, if we get rid of those dogs, I will buy you this stuffy right here. I will do that. So I've already begun those negotiations.
I knew you would.
But my wife is the toughest one right now to get her to get on board. But it's just another layer of having to say no million times.
Are they doing their share?
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. I'm already saying no like every 30 seconds with the kids and now with the pups.
We'll try your patience.
A little bit aggravated.
Are they doing their part to help or are you having to do all the work?
No, I would say my wife is doing majority of the work here.
Okay.
But again, you signed up for that, Sugar. Yeah. So when I see the pee spot, if you're home, I'm just telling you it's there.
You see this?
Jake Ferguson's coming up at 5:20. Cowboys tight end leading the NFL amongst all tight ends with 14 catches. Broad is going to preview the Bears defense for you coming up at 3:40 in Krusty's Corner. And we have, 4 hours, 45 minutes of more sports here coming at you, including the G-Bag Today Champion replay on the other side. Then Woolchuck's Top 10 here at 2:20. Buddy, where are you taking us today?
In honor of being here at the glorious Williams Chicken in Arlington, I found a list, the best fast food fried chicken rankings from USA Today. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. We are live at Williams Chicken here in Arlington, 20 and Cooper, basically just north of 20. And we have tickets to the State Fair Classic. Just ask Eric here at Williams Chicken. He's the owner of this franchise, and he's got your tickets. CA is going to be here at 4. He's hosting it. And Lucius will be introducing the post-game concert there, TLC, at the conclusion of the game. So, salute to you, Lucius.
Yeah, man, I found out about that when you said it on the air.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Glad somebody gave you a heads up.
The energy just rushed through my body. I was like, oh, the nerves.
Wait a second.
What?
I think that's a new record. That's got to be an all-timer right there.
Yeah, I think they kind of figured out, Lucius, that you're probably out there having dinner already, so they just thought they'd need you a little bit.
100%.
Okay, segment here, we'll get the champ replay and Woolchuck's Top 10 brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll have another opportunity here to win the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang before too long. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius and the champ.
Big Godzilla. Hey, man, respect to Chili. Rest in paradise to Left Eye. But I'm going to get to see T-Boz up close.
There you go.
I'm going to get to see T-Boz up close, so I'm going to start ratcheting up the workouts until then. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to be ready.
All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day, 5:30. Replay the chant right about here. I don't know what this is. Day number three, day number four for this particular audio?
Four.
Looking,
I think it's four.
Is four looking for five?
Yeah.
Four. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Four.
Day number four. day number four of this champion audio. It is the great Teddy Atlas, live from Vegas, post Canelo and Crawford. He was charged up.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away. Teddy, how impressed were you by his performance tonight?
You kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's what it is. That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. All night long, Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night. Talking about bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy?
Yeah.
How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside?
Yeah.
Please, Timmy, I don't want to say no more.
Look, you can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
Damn right he was timid. Because every time he meant to get in. Yeah. I mean, if the words like, the best thing I can do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket.
Freaking legend. Damn right he was timid. Teddy Atlas. That's TA right there for you. We'll have CA in the building here coming up in about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Before you guys go to Woolchuck's situation, have you had some chicken out there yet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have a pepper with the chicken?
I did not.
Lucius, I had the catfish, and I passed on the pepper. Did you miss something?
You got to get that pepper, and you bust that juice on that chicken.
Okay.
And then you take your bite of that chicken, and don't throw that pepper away yet. You got to take you a bite of that pepper while that chicken's, you know, serenading in your mouth.
Okay, I've actually got a pepper here and a piece of chicken, so at the break,
spice it up.
They go together, baby.
All right. Get it. Yeah. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here he is.
Speaking of chicken, let's talk chicken, shall we? USA Today has the top 10 best fast food fried chicken in the game. 877-881-1053. What is your spot? Before we get to that, obviously we know Molly Karam out at First Take. So I guess First Take and ESPN, you're going to have 30 to 45 days with tryouts for new hosts. Now, I just think you should have Stephen A. just do this himself.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen A. is very capable. I think he's been hosting it this week since Molly Karam's abrupt exit.
He does radio and podcasts.
Yeah,
he doesn't really need anybody else there.
He's making, I think we just, would we find out that he's getting like $40 million a year combined with all the things that he's doing?
I believe that's what I read.
And he's
amazing.
He's crushing it. And now they're going to throw him on the Monday Night Football countdown set from time to time throughout the season. I think it's going to happen this coming Monday, maybe for the first time, and then just sporadically throughout the season, he'll be involved there. So, I mean, when you pay one guy that much money, it's like we got to get all the use out of you possible.
So just have him host.
Hey, he ruined that NBA coverage, bro. The finals were awful. Seeing Stephen A. Smith on my TV every day.
Yeah,
100%.
Can't watch Monday Night Football now, too.
Come on, bro.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he's perfect in dead times, but when the games are raging or there's a big news story, I just rather hear from insiders and analysts. But I think what they need there in the morning is just somebody to bring it in and take it away and set them up and look good, you know. Let's not act like a pretty gal on TV isn't all the rage in sports now.
Yeah,
you can't just have dudes up there anymore.
No,
got to have a pretty gal standing next to him, and it helps if she can talk sports.
Yeah,
but she doesn't have to.
I think.
Am I right?
Jason Whitlock himself, actually, I saw go viral. He did the Mount Rushmore. He's like, Molly Karam is an instant addition to the Mount Rushmore of sports television eye candy. Along with Carissa Thompson, Aaron Andrews, and Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert.
That was the one that was a little bit bit surprising.
I
didn't have that one on my... I thought he was going to go with the peanut butter
Susie
skin.
Susie used to work with the Cowboys.
No, really?
That's the one that Joe Namath crashed out for, right?
Yes, it was.
Sir, right. I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you. I don't care about the team struggling.
But I was surprised that Whitlock did not have Joy Taylor on there.
Yeah, that's probably just because of a personal hatred. You know, he probably couldn't put his biases aside and just make an honest judgment here.
He just knows himself too well. Just even having her on Mount Rushmore.
You can go down that rabbit hole on social media. She's probably not a top tenner.
You don't think so?
No.
Wow. But
just kind of regular built.
So are you signing off on Whitlock's Mount Rushmore? Are you signing off on that?
No. He was the one with Colbert in there?
Yeah.
Susie
Colbert? Yeah.
No. That's a horrible amount.
Dawson's back to drinking.
Did Colbert work for the Cowboys in the 90s?
She was. She was there in the PR department.
Wow.
Yeah. When I think of her, I do think of football. I mean, there's no question about that.
I was quite a fan of Susie Colbert.
She was great.
Very milfy.
Yeah.
She was a cute, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, she was, yeah, yes. She was a cute one.
100%.
Bubbly. You know, you'd be happy if your brother married her. You'd be like, cool.
What else?
Yeah, cool sister-in-law.
All right, let's talk fried chicken, shall we? It's chicken. Fried chicken.
Where's Susie?
877-881-1053. USA Today's 10 best fast food fried chicken spots. Now, our G-Bag Nation, number one is Williams Chicken. As we
damn right
Williams
it
chicken.
Is.
And I got
to
say,
I'm about to go to sleep.
The corn nuggets, you were absolutely outstanding. I'd never had the catfish. It looked really good. Brian punished it.
I punished that.
Their actual fried chicken on the bone and the chicken strips, I've sampled both. Freaking A1. If you have not gone to a Williams Chicken, one, you need to come out here right now. You need to hang out with us in Arlington until 7 p.m. off South Cooper here.
Yeah.
Or you need to find the closest Williams Chicken to you and make sure you run through.
I pull up for the gizzards every time. I pull up for the gizzards.
Can you see it behind me?
Here, I see that sale behind you. 12-piece gizzards for $8.99. Yes. Bro, that is a deal.
And livers and gizzards is one of my dad's favorite foods. Not a lot of places have them. I'm going to have to get him some to go today. He's going to have himself a hell of a feast tonight. But let's get to the list. Now, Williams Chicken I have removed because, really, they were fighting everyone else. Everyone else fighting them for second.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're number one.
Yeah.
And shout out to Whataburger as well. Those Whata Wings, outstanding. We love them. Number 10, and pretty low on this list, it's Popeyes.
Dawson.
Popeyes coming in number 10.
Dawson.
At 10, bro?
You're about that. Dawson's about
number
that.
10. Number 10.
That's a certified top fiver, man.
Yeah. I was pretty surprised.
Whose list is this? This list
USA
sucks.
Today.
You're going to find nine better.
USA Today. They did. Now,
if they throw KFC in here over this, over Popeyes, we're going to have a fight.
Get ready. You might want to send some hate emails. The other thing, I feel as though they need to do this list where it's only bone-in chicken. Like, if you don't, like, the Chick-fil-A's, the Raising Cane's, I don't know if Zaxby's does bone-in chicken or not.
I think they do have at least wings.
But if you're only chicken strips, or if you're only doing the nugs and the strips and the sandwiches, like, I don't know. Like, we're kind of, it's different here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't roll up to Chick-fil-A and get a bucket of chicken. I can't do that at Cane's either.
That counts.
So, and they're going to be listed here in this top 10. So that's one thing that I saw that I had a little bit of a problem with here. Because number 9, and Ruben, you and I both have love for Chick-fil-A. We worked there together not together, but at separate establishments for a long time. But it comes in at number 9. I don't know if we're talking best. And it is fried chicken. It's fried chicken, but no bone in.
That's not fried chicken. It's fried chicken sandwich, you know, or fried chicken
nugs.
Tenders.
Yes, exactly. Number 8, Brian, earmuffs. It's KFC.
God. Over Popeyes.
We got booze. We got thumbs down in the back here. We got a thumbs up over here. I do love some. So. Hey, those sides can be pretty good.
They don't cure cancer, though.
They don't cure cancer. No, but the sides here might. The okra, I've never seen somebody get as excited for fried okra here at Williams Chicken as Brian Broaddus.
It's good. KFC, the original recipe is good.
It is good.
Yeah, I like how it's fried, the little skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chicken Little sandwiches, sleepers.
The Chicken Littles.
Chicken Littles.
I forgot all about the Chicken Littles. Dude, they used to have a great deal for the Chicken Littles, too. They were
sleepers.
Like $3.
Yep.
Two for $3.
How about that?
What was that bucket meal that they had where if you were high, it was really good? It was everything you threw in there.
Oh, I love like that mashed potato bowl.
Yeah, what was that thing called?
Oh, the famous
It was
bowls.
Called I'm High and I'm Ordering This. What was that thing called?
Let's mix everything we've
Jack
got.
In the Box.
Let right me get no. What's it called, Lucius?
No doubt.
No, I think Eric nailed it.
What is it called?
I think Eric got it, bro.
It's the mashed potato bowl.
It's the KFC famous bowls.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, famous bowl. Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm high and I'm eating this.
Let me number get
You know what? Just throw it all in there for me. Mix it all up together, smother it in gravy. Hey,
just give me one of those big buckets and pour as much stuff in it as you can, and I'll pay for it.
It was
later.
A brilliant idea. I mean, those were incredible.
They
were excellent.
They still have them.
It was excellent.
Still on the menu.
Is it?
7 Golden Chick.
Golden Chick.
Golden Chick, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, that a lot it's strong.
Listen to the Rangers
it's strong.
Oh, that jingle, if you listen to the Rangers games, 105 through the fan, it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, Golden Chick for 4 innings.
Number 6, have not been to this spot. Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah, we had it at UNT.
I know, and I never ate it. But I'd heard good things about it, just didn't sample it.
I mean, I'm not going to put it ahead of Popeyes.
Sure you heard some good things about it.
Number 6 on the list, it's got to be solid.
When I'm looking into that bucket, like Hagee asked in Crosstalk, that's actually what I'm looking for. It's not a piece. It's not a giant, you know, a chunk of meat. It's which piece has the best Krispies attached to it.
Yeah, the Krispies, man. That's what gets you.
You need the coverage of the Krispies. I don't want a lot of skin without just crispy stacking up at least a good half inch.
Oh, man. The Krispies.
All that crunch,
sounds like the Long John Silver's guy over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it could be the little crispy thing.
Give me the Krispies. Number 5, I don't even know if we have them here in Texas, is Guthrie's Chicken.
Man. Not familiar.
Guthrie's Chicken. It's Alabama born.
Alabama.
Oh, yeah, it's probably good as hell then.
Yeah.
Considered one of the pioneers of fried chicken singers.
A lot of arm flapping going on in that kitchen.
You can get sandwiches, buckets,
cook
and
got
chicken
a cigarette
snacks.
Behind his ear. Yeah. Yeah, it's good as hell, bro.
He's got a whole hog in the back smoking too while he's cooking chicken.
They've also got a signature sauce. This does give me Raising Cane's vibes, but their menu's a little bit bigger. Church's comes in at 4.
Oh, yeah. Church's is good
pretty,
with a pepper,
pretty
too.
Solid, pretty solid, dude, pretty solid.
Eat that with a pepper, bro.
The biscuits are solid. I like Williams Chicken. We got the rolls here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they've got the biscuits. I did not see. I only got the rolls. The rolls were good, but the biscuits there at Church's are fire.
Yeah.
Number 3, this is from Ohio. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken. 1960s in Lima, Ohio, Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken features honey-dipped chicken that's hand-breaded in special blend of herbs and spices, then pressure-fried. Order the famous recipe or spicy version alongside Southern style sides. That sounds pretty interesting.
Pressure fryer, huh?
Didn't the KFC guy create that? The pressure fry situation?
Ooh, did he?
I believe he did,
bro. We're getting head nods from our friend that does know. I mean, yes, he did, Lucius. You are onto something here. You are on.
I remember that from my 6 months working at KFC.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, when you created
that, this little latch that you put on top after you drop it down, it was like an open fryer.
Oh, okay, so that's the pressure.
There it is.
Okay.
Dawson's over there just messing up the chicken.
They wouldn't let me cook. I never graduated past dishwasher.
You and Russ.
I was just.
They wouldn't let me. Get this guy the hell out of the kitchen. We don't want him here. Number 2, Pollo Campero.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. 100%.
Number 2.
So damn good, bro.
Scouting report, Lucius. Please.
Yes, it's 100% good. You know how the KFC has that original recipe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fried that way, but totally different spices. It is so damn good. It shouldn't be on the streets.
Oh, wow.
It shouldn't be on there.
Number 1.
They're here.
Do we have them around here?
We have one, Lucius, here?
Yeah, I know there's one in Irving. I done pulled up a few times. Don't know. We can't even speak to each other, but we know what I want.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a language barrier, but we get the food.
It launched in Guatemala. So you're 100% right. Number 1,
that
though.
That might be a Friday thing we do now.
USA Today's 10 best outside of Williams Chicken, your best fried chicken in the game. Yeah. Jollibee. They're in number 1.
They've just moved into town, haven't they?
Jollibee.
Last couple years.
They are, yes. I know one plan to open a couple years ago. I think there's one actually right down the street from where we are right now drove by on the way here, but people are loving their Jollibee, but in our hearts,
Jollibee,
Williams Chicken. And I know you're hungry for some chicken now,
yes.
So you better come by Williams Chicken here in Arlington and get you some.
20 and Cooper, just north of 20. You can also get your State Fair Classic tickets, Grambling and Prairie View, the 100th time at the State Fair this year
that
around.
Is amazing.
So it's the centennial.
The Grambling Band's worth the price of admission right there.
Indeed. Okay, Eric, what are we doing next, buddy?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring some college footballs and the greatest hockey player in the world. Might he be on the move next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Forgot to put my mic on there for a second. We are live at Williams Chicken here in Arlington on Cooper, just north of 20. Come by, say hi, fellowship at the break, and you can pick up some State Fair Classic tickets, Grambling and Prairie View for the 100th time. Just ask Eric. He is the owner here. He's behind the counter. They're doing a heck of a job here at this Williams Chicken, and salute to the staff. The hospitality has been second to none. Here's the chief of some sports.
Yes, sir. Sounds of the sports day. We got a handful to get to here, and the first ones are some college football clips, and we'll start with the Memphis football head coach. Never thought we'd be talking about him.
Oh.
Ryan Silverfield, and he's doing his radio show, and he gives us a little bit of a window into his coaching strategy and what he likes to do as a tone setter for team meetings. And this is a pretty significant shots fired.
Sure, we do this all the time, but generally on a Sunday afternoon when we meet with the team, we do two things, and we always start off with not our standard. We always start with a negative, and the not our standard is Georgia wide receiver, right, arrested for driving 900 miles per hour over the speed limit, right? That's a weekly occurrence. So that's one of those, like, we'll show. Sure, we do this all the
Okay, so wow. He likes to start with a negative, all right? And this is not our standard. And he's calling out Kirby Smart's Georgia Bulldogs for consistently having somebody recklessly driving.
And that's their standard.
And now they don't have Georgia on the schedule. I immediately went to look. Like, okay, is Memphis playing Georgia at any time? Yeah. They are playing Arkansas this week, I believe. But
they are.
They do not have Georgia on the schedule. And now I guess all we can do is cross our fingers that some way, somehow, Memphis makes the playoff and we can get Georgia versus Memphis here. But you know Kirby Smart is not going to take too kindly to that. I get it. I understand it. I don't know about saying it. And then especially when it's kind of like chicken ass, you don't even get a chance to play Georgia. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like you can really put your money where your mouth is here. But I don't imagine Kirby Smart took too kindly to that.
No, that is, I guess shooting straights. But if you really don't like Georgia, you take the opportunity to fire shots and you don't have to go answer that on the field. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Might not be a bad strategy at all, you know, if you're going to do it. And I don't know if Georgia catches enough heat for all that speeding they've been doing. You know, very dangerous.
100%.
I don't think it's a laughing matter.
No.
You know?
For sure.
Actually, I wanted to apologize for that joke, even. I think it's insensitive to the people whose lives were at risk.
There you go. Well, at least he didn't falsify the claim, right?
Yeah, yes.
At least he didn't he didn't pin that on a different program or something like that, because then that's when you start teetering on just bold-faced lies. Now, we do get to Dabo Swinney, who's not very pleased with the criticisms.
Hey, you know, if you don't like winning, just get rid of me. You know, I'm okay with that.
You like making the playoffs?
You know, eight out of the last 10 years, we've made the championship. You know, if you don't like winning, yeah, get rid of me. Is that good? Is that good? 8 out of the last 10 years, winning the championship. Is that good? I'm asking. I'm just asking.
Hey, what have you done for me lately?
It's a fair question.
That's what I'm asking back.
We might not even have to play the sound now. I think Brad's pretty much nailed it up right there.
I don't think I got the accent as much as he's got. He's got a good accent for these things.
All right, here's Dabo Swinney's message to the haters.
If they want me gone, they tired of winning, they can send me on the way because that's all we got is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking. Is that good?
Just asking.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Yeah.
To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory, in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. This is a program built to last, always has been, always will be. And I would just say if you give up on us after, if you don't believe on us because we've lost 2 games down to the last straight and we're one, you didn't believe in us anyway, so it don't matter. You wasn't all in anyway. If you're all in, you burn the ships, man. There ain't no exit strategy. Like, you're freaking all in. And hey, listen, I mean, Clemson's tired of winning. They send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach.
55 years old.
I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. I got a long way to go. I'm just getting going. I'm just now good enough to be a head coach.
Okay. Well, lucky them. I mean, back-to-back four lost seasons apparently taught them the final lessons.
It's funny. They're not tired of the winning. They're tired of the losing. You just lost to Georgia Tech. You damn near lost to Troy. Yeah. That's what they're tired about.
I was actually watching that Troy game.
Yeah, they're down at halftime.
It was seriously down. It was ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
College football fans might be the most fanatical. They might be the most informed message board lunatics. They know what it takes to win.
Yes.
And they know you can't find a quarterback, your offense stagnated, your recruiting has fallen off, and we might need somebody else to rally the troops. You know, it's not a matter of what you did 5 years ago in college football. The playing field totally changed.
100%. Yes, like anything, like all the Dabo Sweeney's of the world, all the success that was found pre-NIL, pre-portal.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you have to sort of reprove that you could do it now because it's a totally different landscape. And he's failed to do that. And that's the thing with Clemson is because this was, I think, supposed to be the team. Like, hey,
it's the best team since their last national title team.
We bring in guys in at a young age. We develop them. And we don't mess with the portal and stuff as much. They were supposed to have a studly quarterback. And everything was supposed to be like this was supposed to be one of those bounce back Clemson years. Now, all of a sudden, through 3 weeks, I mean, they're one of the bigger disappointments in all of college football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the standard is there because that's the standard that you set Dabo with the winning that you did. Now you have the Virginia Tech rumors.
Yeah, he was smart to do this. This was very
calculated.
Concocted. Yes, calculated is the perfect word for it for Dabo here. With Virginia Tech looking for a new coach in the same conference, and he's going to go on this rant like, I'll go somewhere else. You know, Virginia Tech would hire him in a heartbeat.
Well, and I think it's interesting what you said too, Dawson, of like the college football fandom is so rabid and they're so informed and they're so passionate. And on the flip side, the college football coaches are the most frustrated when it comes to criticism.
Yeah.
Like they do not want to deal with it, dude. They don't want to hear it.
He actually has a point. He really does have a point. Like Clemson, you know, I mean, they
built them.
Clemson has, you know, Danny Ford won a national championship in 81. They've kind of had some coaches in between.
No, he made that program legit.
He has made that program. I mean,
for sure.
Now, he probably went around it the wrong way, but he has a point that, like, you know, damn, I've lost some games here.
12 straight years, 10-plus wins.
I'm just, if you want to get rid of me, get rid of me. You know, somebody else can come in here and take this over. Hell, I've seen it. Look what's happening in Alabama right now. You know, you move on from coaches or whatever you want to do.
Maybe. Yeah, a new coach probably isn't going to fix your problems.
No.
I think the fans get frustrated enough that they just want to try something else.
Where he's missed the boat is he hasn't embraced the transfer portal like most coaches.
And it sucks because for coaches that want to bring kids in and build them up over 4 or 5 years and transform them, like that's what coaching's all about. That's what being part of a team is all about.
But
the NFL is more of a developmental league now than college football is at the top. It's just who can you sell on the idea that you're going to come here next year and win a championship? And then you might be here for a year and you're gone to somewhere else in the pursuit of something else. So it's not about developing or coaching as much as it's about selling, you know, people on a vision, selling sponsors, selling guys who can put NIL money in kids' pockets, and selling those kids. And, you know, if you were going to power rank, like, which skill is most important, obviously the actual coaching of the game, your scheme, the way that you install stuff, that is important, but it's sliding in a hurry. It must be very depressing for, you know, these coaches, especially an older guy, 55 years old, not the oldest, but you've spent 30-plus years perfecting this system of recruiting and building these networks in different states with all the different high school coaches, and bam, in a very short period of time, it's been flipped on its head, and now you're, you know, everything that you've learned up until this point is, you know, kind of null and void.
Yeah, it's a little bit rendered useless, and that is frustrating. I do feel that 100%. All right, we'll close it down here with the Connor McDavid stuff. It's crazy, as you mentioned yesterday, Dawson. We got preseason Stars hockey.
Yeah,
coming up this Saturday. Weekend. Like the hockey stuff is about to get cranked up here, which is just crazy. I mean, what a time we are in sports. September and then October really it's the full gambit. You say goodbye to your loved ones and. See, I'll see you around Thanksgiving time, honey.
Probably 3 weeks from Mavs preseason, something like that.
But right now in Edmonton, everybody's shaking in their boots because the greatest hockey player we've seen probably since Wayne Gretzky is on the last year of his deal. And when you hear him talk, as you will right now, I don't know how confident you can be that he's going to remain an Oiler.
No, it's a big decision. It's not something I take lightly or my family takes lightly. Everything in my life's been building to be here and be in this position and be in this moment, and it's not something that I'm just going to dream up and decide, you know, I'm going to think it over, and we have been and we'll continue to do so.
I admit, I'm surprised. Like, I thought we'd get here and there would be something. Should I be surprised? Like, am I wrong? Or is anybody who's surprised wrong to be surprised?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody's entitled to think whatever they want. I think people just kind of assumed that things were going to happen, and you know, it just goes to show that not everybody knows exactly what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. My wife and I obviously love being here in Edmonton, and we have every intention, as I said, to win here in Edmonton, and have all the faith in the world in this 25-26 season. And beyond that, still remains to be seen. We have time. We have all the. It's our decision, basically. Mm-hmm. We've earned that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take our time with it.
That's the last good one right for there. Me on this, Connor, is.
That's tough, man. It's so hard to keep your star player, I think, in any league. And especially in Edmonton, where there's not a big, booming, bustling economy. There's not the Fortune 500 companies that can sponsor your team or the population to drive the cable revenue and everything. I just think you have to do everything in your power to keep a player like this. Even if you lose, I think the fans will still support you more if they can come watch Connor McDavid.
Yeah, he... It's a little bit of history here, though, with Edmonton. One of the greatest players ever to play, Wayne Gretzky, moved on. You know, New York Rangers, Los Angeles Kings. You know, he's even the greatest one left that market. You know, to go to other places and stuff. So he's probably thinking like, yeah, I'd love to stay, but look at, like I say, Mark Messier left there. I mean, there's guys that have.
Well, he wants to win a Stanley Cup. That's the big thing.
Sure.
And you could hear it there. Like, Connor McDavid's very stoic, doesn't really care about all the other hoopla on the market and that type of stuff. The expectation that I've been reading from, like, Pierre LeBrun and others on The Athletic and in the hockey beat is, like, short-term deal. Edmonton, I'm going to sign a short-term deal with you. Prove to me you can put a team around me that we're going to compete and go win and get over that hurdle. And if we can't, then I'm going to leave and go try and win a Stanley Cup elsewhere.
Yeah, so, trade him. Trade him. You know, don't let him leave in free agency, for the love of God.
No, that would be terrible for Oiler fans, but I'd kind of love to see that.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, sir. We got 1 hour down, four to go here. Live Williams Chicken on Cooper and just north of 20 here in Arlington. Come get your State Fair Classic tickets, Grambling and Prairie View, the 100th edition at the fair here in a couple of weeks. Tovash is in the house. Salute to Tovash.
Yeah, Tovash.
One of the longest Tolos.
Surprised he brings his own catfish in here to cook.
We'll take a look at everything else.
What did you call him, bro?
Tovash.
No, what did you call Dawson? What did you just call Tovash?
One of the longest time Tolos.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that time. I just heard one of the longest Tolos. I was like,
he leads the league in length, that Tovash.
Like, how do you know?
Many things you don't know, I suppose. No, but join us in Arlington here, and we got 4 hours of sports coming up. You got plenty of time to get here. Once you get off work, get something to eat and get some State Fair Classic tickets. Top stories at 3 coming up next here. It's the G-Back Nation on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.